بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, بإذن الله تعالى, we completed the Sira Solution Workshop yesterday in Qatar. Alhamdulillah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it beneficial for all those who attended it, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to spread the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life in the whole world. And that message has to be, it deals with one single principle, and that principle is, do that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason I'm saying this is because one of the questions that I was asked in the workshop, as well as I get asked all the time, it's a question, it's also a statement of a challenge that is faced today by both the young and the not so young, and that is the question of popularity. How popular am I with people? What will people say? Log kya bolenge? This is not a new question. This is age old. The only difference is that thanks to social media, the image of this has become huge. In the old days, before social media, and that's not too long ago, for those who have any memory at all, the log, as in people, was defined by those people that I knew face to face. So it was my friends, my relatives, and that's it. I mean, there wasn't if I said what will people say, and I live in the city of Hyderabad, I wasn't referring to the whole of the city. I wasn't even referring to the whole of my part of the city. What I would be referring to is people that I know. So people I know, people who know me, which would be my friends and relatives, and that's it. So I would be concerned about what would they say about whatever I did. Today, thanks to Facebook and whatever else that we use, alhamdulillah, I'm not on any of them. This definition has been expanded. And remember, it's expanded only in our minds. It's expanded only in our minds. And that's the point of today's Fajr reminder, to bring us back to the reality. It's expanded only in our minds, where we think that all those on Facebook, on Twitter, on Snapchat, on whatever it is that we're using, that all those on it are concerned somehow about my life. Instagram. I've built up this image in my mind that all these people are, they're holding their breath to know what I'm doing, and then they will have an opinion on it. And this opinion somehow makes my life successful or unsuccessful. So if they all approve of what I'm doing, then wow, fantastic. I have all these positive strokes, and so what I'm doing is really good and I should continue to do it. And if these people don't approve, then what I'm doing is bad and I should leave it. And this is the imaginary cloud that we have built in our minds. Truly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Innama al-hayatu dunya illa mata'ul ghurur." I think this ayat has never been more true than today, if you look at how what we have done to ourselves in this world. So our whole orientation is this, and what will people think? The reality is two things. Number one, people have got other things to do than thinking about you. You, whatever you like to think of yourself, you are not number one priority on anybody's book, including your wife, including your husband, including your children, including your siblings, including your closest friends. Forget about everybody else. You are not number one priority on anybody's list, right? At best, you might be number two, and usually you are number 223, or you are 2025, or you don't exist, right? So that is the reality. But so first and foremost, I would say, please stop fooling yourself. You are not that important. I am not that important. You are not that important. So forget about it. Do not believe that really you matter that much to anybody. Number two is your success and your failure has nothing to do whatsoever with who approves of you and who disapproves of you. And get this into your heads. Your success and your failure has nothing to do with who approves and who does not approve. Because no matter what you are doing, I never tire of saying this, no matter what you are doing, the man who killed 50 people in New Zealand has friends. He has people who approve of what he did. And these people are people who are not the dregs of society in our perception of society. They are the dregs of society in real terms, in terms of character. But in our perception of society, those who approve of what he did are among the highest people that we know in society. They are the people who are running countries, they are the people who are running large organizations, they are people who are running their communities, and these people approve of what this man did. So even though he did something which the rest of the world, including all the good people, and that's my definition of good, which is somebody who is against murder. I live a very simplistic life. In my view, murder is wrong, no matter who does it, and no matter who it is done to. It has nothing to do with religion or with caste or community or race or color. Murder is murder and it is wrong. But it looks like I'm in the, I'm not in the majority. But I don't care. I don't care. What's the polite word? So the point I'm making is that there are people who approve of this man and of his work. Similarly, Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, her reaction to this whole thing, and she is the symbol, she is the icon of that reaction. She is by no means the only person who reacted. It looks like the entire population of New Zealand reacted in the same way as she did, and may Allah bless all of them, which is a reaction of completely rejecting what happened, being totally against what happened, empathizing with the victims of what happened, doing concrete things, bringing in laws to regulate arms, for example, to try to prevent such things from happening and so on. So these people also have adherents. I mean, there are people who are praising them and who with whom they are popular. So the reason I'm giving you this example is because this is fresh in our minds and it's right here. But you can take any example. Take any drug addict. He or she has friends. Take any alcoholic. He or she has friends. Lots of friends. I mean, it's not even a couple of friends. They have lots of friends. They have lots of drinking companions and smoking companions and so forth. Everybody, no matter what you do in this life, you will always have friends. The key thing to understand, therefore, is forget about who is supporting you and opposing you. Look at what you are doing. What you are doing, is it worth doing? Is it something which is right or is it something which is wrong? No matter who supports you or opposes you. And this is what Islam teaches us, and this is what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, to say that be concerned only about the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Because Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is not going to give you browning points depending on how many Facebook friends you have. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is going to judge you on the basis of your actions. Allah will judge me on the basis of my actions. And if my actions are wrong, then it doesn't matter how many supporters I had, I will be punished, illa mashallah. And if my actions are correct, then it doesn't matter if I was the only one, I will be rewarded, and I will be rewarded especially if I'm the only one, because then it means that despite all the tide which was going in the opposite direction, I had the courage to stand up against that tide and stand up in favor of what was right. So this whole orientation of taking our self-concept, our self-image, our self-respect, and handing it over to some random mass out there, and letting them decide whether I'm going to be happy or sad, whether I'm going to be going to consider myself to be successful or unsuccessful, I think this is a sign of insanity. I mean, really, seriously speaking, I think this is a sign of insanity. And I think it's time for us to face it and say, let me become sane. Let me stop being completely stupid. The first step to do that is to get out of these networks. So get off all social media. Those who are forced to be on it because you are studying in a university which sends you assignments on Facebook or something. Well, you know, I feel sorry for you, but that's where you are. But the moment you get out of that, then get off Facebook, get off Twitter, get off whatever you are on, because these things are, they may have, you know, it's like what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about alcohol. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the meaning of it is that the evil of it exceeds the good of it. So maybe there is some good in it, in the sense of, you know, allows you to indulge your laziness and not send individual messages to people, which is much nicer to know that you remembered them or something, but send one message which goes to all of them. So, okay, so indulge your laziness. But the point is that the evil of it, which is this insidious taking over of your psychology, taking over of your confidence, and enslaving it to the apparent likes and dislikes of random people, I think this far outweighs whatever benefit might be in it. So go back to the real world, which is pick and choose whose opinion matters. Please understand, when I'm saying this, I'm not saying that nobody's opinion matters. I'm saying that public opinion doesn't matter. But opinion of some people in our life definitely matters. Now, who are those some people? That's what we need to choose very carefully. Now, those some people must be people who we genuinely respect for real reasons. So, for example, I have in my life some people who I respect and whose opinion I respect over and above everybody else, and my wife is number one on that list. The point is, there is a reason for that, right? And I don't respect the opinion of my wife because she's my wife or because I love her. I would still love her, but she could have been somebody I would say, well, you know, I love her very much, but I think she is an airhead, so I don't think her opinion really matters very much. I mean, I could still love her very much, but that would be different. But in this case, it is not. She is number one on my list of people whose opinion I respect and I follow and I give very serious thought to. I don't always agree with her, but most of the time I do, because she talks a lot of sense. So I'm saying that there should be some people in your life who are who you respect for very good reasons. And those reasons are that they are moral people, they are people of courage, they are people who are principled enough and have a backbone so that they stand on those principles. They will not bend, not even for you. You must respect them because they are the people who have the courage to tell you that you are wrong. You must respect them because of the knowledge that they have. So they bring to you, they bring a perspective to your life that otherwise you would not have had. In that context is my Ustad, Professor Sayyid Salman Nadwi of Durban. May Allah bless him and give him strength and a long life. He is somebody whose opinion I hugely, hugely respect. I'm not going to make a list of the people. There are, alhamdulillah, five or six other people who I respect beyond anybody else. But that's it. The rest of the world, and I know a lot of people, I'm not saying I don't care about them. I'm not saying that I don't respect them. No. As far as I'm concerned, my life and what I do in my life is not directed according to whether they approve or they don't approve. Alhamdulillah, Allah has put me in a position where I am networked with, I don't even know how many people. There literally a few thousand people who listen to the Fajr Reminders. I don't even know who they are. But in my direction of my life, this is not driven by the approval or disapproval of all of those people. I'm not on any of these social media, so I have no clue who's on it, and I don't even care. But I'm saying that the confidence in yourself must come from being sure that what you are doing is right, and right and wrong is defined by what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by the feedback that you get from the few people, and keep it few, believe me, don't keep it more than four or five people, the few people who you respect, and you are clear in your mind why you respect them, and those reasons must be reasons that stand up to the light of day, right? And therefore, you respect them and you respect their opinion, and alhamdulillah, this opinion is not, even there you are not enslaved to their opinion, but that opinion is a counterbalance, it's a mirror that you reflect yourself in to see whether what you are doing is right, and you would continue to do that or not. Remember, even with the people you respect, there may be times that you will still do something because you believe in it strongly enough, even though the people you respect are advising you against it. And I would say all power to you. May Allah give you strength, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you from all harm. If you truly believe in something, no matter who tells you that it is that you should not do it, as long as it is not something which is bad, as long as it's not something which is intrinsically bad and which is immoral or which is illegal, you can still do it. I mean, for example, one of the things that happens a lot of times is people will tell you that to stand up against injustice, you people who love you and people who you respect will tell you just keep quiet, don't say anything, because you will get hurt. Now, they are not saying that what you are doing is wrong. They are not saying that what you are doing is immoral or illegal. They are just saying that the environment is such that to stand up for the truth will get you hurt. Now, they are right, and they are saying that because they love you. But believe me, if you have character, you will still stand up for what is right and take the hurt if it comes, because you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So I'm just saying that to link your happiness or unhappiness in the world to what this random mass thinks, or you think it thinks, is a very stupid way of living. And it's a way which where you are condemning yourself to be living in a state of perpetual anxiety and perpetual unhappiness, which is exactly what the research tells us happens to people who are addicted to social media, who have to look at their phone every 3 seconds and who are so concerned about how many likes they have on Facebook or whatever the case might be. You are condemning yourself to a life of perpetual anxiety and perpetual unhappiness. And I think that's a very stupid way of living. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live in a wise way, which is the way of Rasulullah sallam, where we are addicted to whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes what we are doing or not doing, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approves of our actions and of our choices. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.